Okay, today's daf is Yevamos daf Kuf Hey. Today's shiur is sponsored L'Zecher Nishmas Chana Bas Elio. We thank the family for the sponsorship, and we get into another one of the jam-packed daf in Meseches Yevamos Kuf Dalan and Mabez. We'll start with Shochu Leilavu at the Shmuel, a little more than halfway down. Just one point related to the end of yesterday's shiur, where the din of Rabbi Zeira came up of Kalaroy Labila. That's a major topic which we need to spend more time on. It relates to the going to the mikvah, chalitza, achatitza, and it relates to, we discussed back in Maseches Sukkah three times, the Ritva quotes, the idea of kalaroy labila. But now just to mention one application of it, and that is the Shagas Aryeh. The Shagas Aryeh in Tshuvin, Simen Vav, discusses an Elaim, which is art sugya also, someone who can't talk, a mute, Elaim she'ena medaber, echiyotzi de chavaso b'kriyashma. What should an Elaim, someone who can't talk, what should you do about kriyashma? V'chem shar mitzvahs atzluyim b'dibor, or all the other mitzvahs that are tali on dibor, kagon, tfilo, u'berchas amazon. If somebody can't talk, what are they supposed to do? It doesn't have to be an Elaim. Let's say somebody has some type of surgery on their vocal cords, so they're not allowed to talk for a little while. Comes up. So again, what does that person do in terms of the mitzvah? So after going through a little discussion, he says, you see that you can't be maharher for these mitzvahs of kriyashma and birchas hamazon. Hear her doesn't work. So what do you say by an elaim? So maybe you'll say, oh, he's an ones. What could he do? Lefiza ein li elaim takana. Let's say today chovas kriyashma behirur. He can't just think about it. Hear her lav kedibra dami. So he says, but what can he do? Instead of being maharer, he could hear somebody else say it. Mikom akom nirali kiva tekaim balan shomea kaone dami. Since we hold that shomea is kaone, mechuyav ha elaim lishmoa kriyashma mipi acher hamechuyav bedavar ubaze yotzi dechovaso. Right, Elaim could hear somebody else, and then they would be, and then they would be chayiv. He says, but there's a problem. There's a, he quotes it from the Shibali Haleket. We also have it from the Ritva in Maseches Sukkah. On Daf Lamed Ches, the Gemara there, not the Gemara there really, Rashi brings it up. Rashi there, Tosfos and Brachas, the Ritva there, discusses what happens if somebody is saying they're quiet Shmona Esrei, and the Chazan gets up to Kedusha. So we know what we do. But we just never don't think about it so much why we do it. We stop and wait and listen, and we're Yotzei Kedusha that way, and it's not, and then we go back to the part that we were up to. But if you think about that, that's a compromised type of shita. How are we able to do that? Ask Tosfos in Brachas Mimanavshach. If it's considered as if we're talking Shomea Ka'one, so then you shouldn't stop because it's a hefsek. And if you say it's not really Ka'one, it's not really, so then what's the point of stopping? So Tosfos says, just go straight, don't stop. But we paskin like Rashi. Rashi there says, no, Shomea Ka'one is enough of Ka'one to be Yotzei, your chiyuv to say Kedusha. But it's not enough of a ka'one to say that it's as if you're talking in the middle of Shmona Esrei. So that's what we do. But there's a ritva there. The ritva there passes like Tosfos, but for a different reason. The ritva there says, don't stop. Keep going. Why? Because the only time Shomea Ka'one works is when you would be able to say it yourself. And since you can say it yourself, you can be yotzi with somebody else. Kiddush Friday night, everybody could say. It happens to be that the Baal HaBayis says it, but everybody could say it. So Shomea Ka'one works. But, says the Ritva, or the Shibali Haleket, that the Shagas Aryeh quotes, in a case where you're in the middle of Shmona Esrei, so then you can't say it yourself. So Shomea Ka'one is not going to work there, because you need Rebbe Zeira, Kala Roy, Labilo. You have to have at least the potential. So therefore, just keep going straight. So says the Shagas Aryeh, according to that, so maybe the Elim cannot use the person next to him to be Yotzi all his mitzvahs of Dibor. Because you need, Shomea Ka'one requires Roy Labila. So what's the difference between being in the middle of Shmona Esrei and an Elaim? Both of them are not Roy Labila, and just like somebody in the middle of Shmona Esrei cannot use Shomea Ka'one, so too, asked the Shagas Aryeh, I should say that an Elaim can use Shomea Ka'one, and therefore he's just stuck. There's nothing that he could do. So said the Shagas Aryeh, no, I think there's a difference. When do you require Shomea Ka'one? When do you say, like according to Reb Zeira, when do you say that you need Ra'ui Labila? And maybe this is even arguing a little bit on that application of Shomea Ka'one by the Ritvan, by the Shibali Aleket. When do you say that you need Ra'ui Labila? When there's an actual mitzvah lachadchila to do the Bila, to do the lachadchila. You need Ra'ui for something, so then you don't even have to actually do it, as long as it's ra'ui. Become akam nearly. The yotzi dechavasu im shomei kriyash mamayachar. Why? Mishum de shomei ka'one amrina nami lagabe ilayim. Afal pi shi yefshalo latesa de atzma lagabe let's say they asked about klal. Veins the Indian Eli Roy Labila, I don't think it's a problem. Over there, Roy Labila is where if there's an action that you could do to mix the oil and the flour. The Alpha Gavin, even if you didn't do it, it's Roy. But it's still okay. Why? Shari lachar chila tzorech bila lemitzvah. V'chol sheyef shalakayim mitzvahs bila b'minchazu mitzvahs bila ma'akevus. But if you can't do the mitzvah bila, the mitzvah bila is ma'akev. But here, lachat chila shomea ka'one dami. The ain sarich likros befiv dafka. V'yafila lachar chila b'shmiya sagilei. U'piv shal chaveiro kapiv dami. Here, it's not that you're losing out on something. What's Roy Labila and ain't a Roy Labila? That whole principle is only where you're on a secondary level. You can't do what the best thing to do is, so you can be yotzi with second best as long as you could have done the best. But here, this is the best. What, there's a lachar chila to say it yourself, and secondary, no, shomea kona, no. Many times it's just the opposite. Maybe brovam hajas melech, the shomea kona is the lachar chila. And therefore here too, by all these mitzvahs, there's no adifus to say it yourself. Imken afilum eino roi likros ba'atzmo machvashu ilim, mikol makom lo gara bazeh. And he quotes other rias to this. Good. This is a Yerushalmi that's quoted, the Ritva and the other Rishonim quote this in a different context, beginning of brachas, that maybe shomea kona doesn't apply to certain mitzvos, Kriya Shema, Tefillah, and Birchas HaMazon, because it's something that you should do yourself, but not Birchas HaMazon, Kriya Shema and Tefillah, but Me'ikar Adin, that's a Chumrah, and if somebody needs to, so then one can rely on it. But that's the Shagas Aryeh's discussion of the Din of Rabbi Zeira. Okay, now let's continue where we're up to. Kuf Dalet Amid Beis, we are right past the halfway mark. Sholchu Le'Lavod Shmuel. They sent to the father of Shmuel, Yevama Sharaka Ka Tachlots. A Yavama. Let's say Yavama is in court, Rashi says, they're getting ready to get the chalitza done, but all of a sudden she spits. She spits towards her Yavam. So, we're gonna see later on, lechanchila, you're supposed to do the chalitza first and then the rakika. But here, what if she spits in the middle of the night? We have no idea what she was thinking. So, that's good enough, at least, to say that she can no longer do yibam. Tachlots, mechla de ifsla lame achin. So she now has ruined her chances from doing yibam. If that is what she wanted to do. So Mani, who is this going according to? That Rekika has significance by itself. So Ilema Rabbi Akiva, is it Rabbi Akiva? Remember we had a machlokas in the last daf, right? Whether Rekika is Ma'akev, Rabbi Akiva says it's not Ma'akev, Rabbi Eliezer says it is Ma'akev. So if it's like Rabbi Akiva, so he says, wait a minute, the Gemara says, Hashta Uma b'mako mitzvah, in a case mako mitzvah, meaning in a regular case of chalitza, de'ikala meimar, right? If, in a regular case of chalitza, where it's possible to say that if you could do it, you need to do it. Meaning, similar to a different area of halacha. Midi dahavi a'e murin, similar to the fats of a carbon that need to be burned when they exist. The chilas nehulo ma'akvi, if they got lost, if they become tamei, something happens to them, then the carbon becomes mutter even without the haktaras murin. But v'chi is nehu ma'akvi, but when they are there, they must be burned in order to be matir the rest of the carbon. Amar Rabbi Akiva lo ma'akva. So in a case where you have the yavam and the yavam is standing there, and let's say you don't do the rakika, it's still okay. So in a case where, b'maka mitzvah, where you should do the rakika, and you can do the rakika, but it's still not ma'akev. So me'achin ifsala, but here, where you're doing it not in the context of a mitzvah, you're doing it stam, middle of nowhere, you're going to say it has significance? Meaning, if it doesn't have such significance that you need to do it ever, you're going to tell me that it has significance to pasul from the brothers? The Gemara assumes that Rabbi Kiva would not say that Rakika is significant. Rabbi Kiva would say that Rakika is not significant at all. Right? You don't need to, it's part of the process, the Chachil in the Torah. But you don't need to do it. And if you did it, it's by itself, it's meaningless. That's the Gemara thinks at this stage. So who is this statement according to, that what they sent to Avodah Shmuel? So Ba'alal Rabbi Elazar, it must be following Rabbi Elazar's opinion, who says that you need to do Rekika. But the Gemara says, according to Rabbi Elazar, it's also problematic. V'hashnei dvar ma'matirim ninu. This is an example where there are two actions that are required to matir the woman, the Rekika and the Chalitza. V'hashnei dvar ma'matirim ninimalin zebelozeh. If you ever have a team of two matirim that have to work together to achieve an effect, so then one by itself is not effective. Ein matirin zeh b'lo zeh. Where's an example of this? We'll see this in a minute. This is the case that the Gemara is about to bring in a price up. The kivsei atzeres, the special karbanos that are brought on shvuis, the only type of carbon shlamin, that's a carbon sibur, shlamin are generally brought by a yachid, and they are kachekalim. But there's one exception to the rule, a carbon shlamin that's a carbon tzibur, and it's kachi kachim. That's kivsei atzeres, the shlamim that are brought along with the shtei halechem on Shavuos. So when do the shtei halechem become fully kadosh? When are they imbued with kedusha? So there are two elements. There's, at least what Rashi says here, there's the shechita of the animals and the zrika of its blood. Both of those are required according to Rabbi Elazar. And therefore, if you only have one, do one without the other, then doesn't accomplish anything. So that's what we're asking here. If you only do the rakika, even according to Rabbi Elazar, then you need to do the rakika. So we should say it doesn't accomplish anything. It doesn't passel on the brothers. So the Ella Karebi. By the way, as I just explained it, Rashi says the actions that are ma'akev by the karban that we're about to talk about is the shechita and the zrika. There is an unusual line in the Ritva here where he says it's the shechita and the tnufa, the waving, which you have to wave this karban. And the Karen Ora here just leaves the Ritva b'tzorachiyin. It seems like it's against the Gemara. The Gemara elsewhere says the tnufa is not ma'akev. But either way, we'll go to the Rashi. That is the shechita and the Rashi mentions the tenufa here, but seems like the kiddush is done with the shechita and the zrika. So Ella Karebi, so third try. Who is this brisa like that says that rakika by itself would have some significance? So it has to be Rebbe, who would say like Rabbi Elazar that rakika is needed, but would also say that only one matir of two would be significant. Titania, the brisa says, kivsei atzeres, the special karbanos that we bring on Shavuos, along with the shtei halechem, and mekadshin alechem, ela b'shchita, it only affects the sanctification in full of the bread with shchita. Ketzad, shachton l'shman v'zarkan d'amon l'shman. Kiddush alechem. That's exactly what you were supposed to do. If you did shechita and zrika, but the other two avodos are important, but they're not defining. Shechita, kabbalah, holacha, zrika. The shechita and the zrika are the two most important avodos. Even though, ironically, we've discussed at length in the past, shechita, kshera, bizarre. Azar can even do shechita in certain contexts. But either way, shechita and zrika are the defining avodos. So if you do shechita and zrika l'shma, beautiful. That's what you're supposed to do. Kiddush alechem. Shachat shalol l'shman. V'zarek l'shman. If I did shechita shalol l'shma. Shalol l'shma means I did not have this carbon in mind. I did it. I had some other carbon in mind. V'zarek daman. V'zarek l'shman. Meaning the shechita was not l'shma. And the zrika was l'shma. Lo kaddish alechem. That you didn't have the shechita. That's the main mekadesh. What about the opposite? Shachtan lishman v'zarek daman shalol lishman. You did the shechita probably, but not the zrika. Kadosh ve'eno kadosh. Divrei Rebbe. Rebbe says it's limbo. Rebbe says it does accomplish something. So there you see. Not fully, but Rebbe says even one of the matirin, when there is a team, accomplish something. And that's the shita that says by rakika too. If she just did rakika, so that would be good enough. Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon Omer, Lolamino Kadosh, Ashi Yishchol Lishman, Vizrok Damon Lishman. Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon said, no, you have to have both matirim properly done in order to affect the kiddush. Okay, so we had a Avuah de Shmuel, was sent to Brisa, and we figured out who the shita is. So the Gemara, though, assumed up until this point in its first question that according to Rabbi Akiva, since rakika is not required b'di'eved in the process of chalitza, it also wouldn't create problems if it was the only act that was done. So now we're going to reject that assumption. Umiyamba Rabbi Akiva rakika lo pasla. Does rakika not itself pasul? Vatanya. But the Brisa says, the Mishnah gave cases where you're missing one of the actions. The Brisa is going to talk about if you only did one of the actions. Vatanya, chaltza, velo rakaga, velo kara, chalitza sakshera. If you just did chalitza and you didn't do rakika or kriya, the chalitza is good, right? It's following the shita of Rabbi Akiva. Fine. Rakaka, velo chaltza, velo kara. If you did rakika, not with chalitza, you didn't do chalitza, you didn't take off the shoe. Without kriya, chalitza psula. Chalitza psula, what does psula mean? Rashi quotes, chalitza psula means that it has some effect, but it does not fully create the heter. See Rashi, ginnun chavtalin. Kol makom sheshaninu chalitza psula, psula uposeles al ha'achim. Psula means accomplishes something. Get puzzle, puzzle, upostle, manakuna. Doesn't mean that it's nothing. So here says the author of this brisa that if I just did the rakika, it does accomplish something. Chalitza sa psula. Kara v'lo raka v'lo chalza. But if all I did was kriya, and I did not even do rakika or chalitza, ain't kan besmechers, that's nothing. That's nothing occurred, and the woman can even do yibum. So Mani, who is this brisa? According to, who's the author? Ilema Rabbi Eliezer. If it's Rabbi Eliezer's opinion that says that you need the Rakika, so Chaltza v'lo Raka v'lo Kara, Chalitza Sakshera, he wouldn't say that. The first line of the Braisa can't be Rabbi Eliezer, because how could it be without Rakika? It's a good Chalitza. V'yo'ama Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer said in the Mishnah, Kacha ye'aseh, kol davar shehu ma'isa ma'akev, every action is required. The Chalitza and the Rakika are both required. Ela pshita. Rabbi Akiva. It must be this Brisa is Rabbi Akiva. From, you know that from the first line of the Brisa, that you do not require the Rakika. Fikatani, but the second line of the Brisa says, Rakika velo chaltza velo kara chalitza sapsula. The second line says, just Rakika accomplishes something. So Laman, so what does that mean? That it has to be Rabbi Akiva, but who are we talking about? It's psula. Who does it passel against? What's accomplished? Ile mala alma, is it saying that she's still puzzled to marry the world, meaning she's not mutter lashuk yet? Pshita, that's obvious. Mihavi chalitza deshari la alma. There was no shoe removed. She didn't take off a shoe yet. So of course she can't marry out. Of course that sad didn't finish yet. Ela lav lachin. It must be this second line of the Braisa means that once Rakika is done, she can no longer do yibim to the brothers. And it's Rabbi Akiva shita, so shmamina. So we say, even though Rabbi Akiva holds that Rakika is not required in the Chalitza process, if Chalitza is done, it does passel against the Achin, and therefore Rabbi Akiva can be the author of that original Brisa sent to Avuah de Shmuel, because Rabbi Akiva himself would agree that it has significance. But if you think about it now, so there is a difference between line 2 and line 3, right, in the Brisa. Just a Rakika, Rabbi Akiva holds that Rakika and Kriya both are not needed, and yet a Rakika is going to create problems, let's say Durabanan. And a Kriya is not going to create any problems. Inkan Beis Mechush. That's the Gemara's next question. Ule Rabbi Akiva, Maishna Rakiko, Maishna Kriya. Why? According to Rabbi Akiva, all you need is Chalitza Daraisa. You don't need Rakika or Kriya. So why does Rakika create a Psol, and Kriya does not create a Psol? Answer. Kriya de Isa, Bein Betchila, Bein Basov. Kriya, there's a psukim that are said before Chalitza, at the beginning of the Chalitza and at the end of the Chalitza. So lo michlefale, that's not going to be confused. Meaning, if just a kriya is done, and then we would allow a woman to do yibum, that's not going to lead to any kind of problems that people are going to think. Because people are going to see kriya, and they're going to say, oh, this must be the kriya at the beginning of the Chalitza. And therefore, they see the yibum, they'll realize that nothing was done. Chalitza wasn't done, and they'll never come to allow a chalutza to marry the brothers. Because they'll say, this was done beforehand. But Rakika, debetchila lesa lebasof isa, but Rakika is always done, or lechadchila should be done, after the Chalitza. So what's going to happen? If people just see a Rakika done, and then they see Yibam being allowed, they'll say, Rakika, oh, it must be she did Chalitza already. She took off the shoe, she spit, and now, wow, she can marry the brothers. Still. So asil isa, lebasof isa, michlefale, vasil mishre, chalutza lachin. So it's a xera durabanan that we have by Rakika and not by Kriya. That is Rabbi Kiva Shita. That is all part one of the Gemara, the first Brisa sent to Avodah Shmuel. The Magen Mishnah points out that the Rambam Shita is difficult. The Rambam Paskas like Rabbi Akiva. We Paskas like Rabbi Akiva that Rakika, if it is not done, the Chalitza is still okay. It's a Chalitza Kshera. So then what would you expect the Rambam to tell you about? And if you just did Rakika, so you expect him to say like Rabbi Akiva says in our Gemara, there's a Kshera Drabanan. See, with Rabbi Yosef Rakika, that she can no longer do Yibam. The Rambam seems to say that even though I hold like Rabbi Akiva, that you don't need Rakika, but Rakika by itself causes problems on a Deoraisa level. Wow, that's not what our Gemara says. Pashtos, it doesn't. That's the Rambam right here in Dalit, you Dalit. Rakika bilvad. Shavo chaltza velokara. Osha Rakika vikara velokhaltza. Lamaisev, she didn't take off his shoe. Harezu kechalitza psula. Okay, that's okay so far. Karahi v'hu lo chaltza v'lo raka lo asa klum. But just kriya is nothing. But then the Rambam should say, because it's a gzeira. That's what our Gemara says for Rabbi Akiva. The Rambam says, no. Shenemar, kacha yeyaseh la ish. Hamaisa, shehu achalitza, v'harakika hu shemo'il. It says, kacha yeyaseh la ish, which means all maisim, so all maisim have an effect. But kriya is not a maisa, it doesn't have an effect. Esther Nagamisha, what? That was Rabbi Elazar's drasha. Rabbi Elazar uses that lashon of the kacha yaseh, the maisa, every action they do is ma'akev. The Rambam doesn't paskin that way. The Rambam paskins should quote the kol devar shu maisa be'ish ma'akev. So what, the Rambam is mixing shitos here, asked the Magen Mishnah. He paskels like Rabbi Akiva, but then he interprets this idea of a plain rakika being problematic on a d'oraisa level. That's what he says. V'kiva talim kaimon Rabbi Akiva, heich kasav Rabbeinu drashas l'shev Elazar v'tzarech iyun li. I don't understand it. You can look at the Aruch Laner here for a suggested answer, but this is a strong kasha that the Magen Mishnah has in the Rambam. The Aruch Laner suggests maybe the Rambam doesn't passing like this line. He passing like the next Yikat Amre, which implicitly tells us something about the previous Gemara. Okay, let's do it. The Yikat Amre, a different version of what was sent. Hachi Shalchule, this is what was sent to Avu the Shmuel. Yavama Sharakaka. A Yavama that just did Rakika. Tachlots. The Einat Sricha Laruk Palacheres. That's the Chiddush of the Gemara. Not that she did rakika and therefore she's nifsal on the achin, but further she doesn't have to do a rakika again. Meaning, even though lechatchila chalitza should be done before rakika, but if not, it is okay. Not only einatzricha, the Ritva, the Rashba both say here it is not allowed. Once you say that it is okay, it's not allowed to do it later on, because then what are people going to think? They're going to think, oh, the first one was nothing. And they're gonna do Yibum, where just a Rakika was done, and that's not acceptable, as we said. That's the Rashbi here. Mistaver, Delishna, Deinat Sricha, Lavdafka, El Hachikamar, Einat Sricha, Umekimash, Einat Sricha, Afi Lotaruk. She shouldn't do it. She doesn't have to do it again. Obviously, this is according to Rabbi Lazar, because according to Rabbi Kiva, you never have to do Rakika. But he says you don't have to do it again. Like this story, a woman came in front of Rabbi Ami. Rabbi Abba Bar Mamal Kameh. Rabbi Abba Bar Mamal was in front of Rabbi Ami. Rakika Mikami de Tachlos, and a woman spit before the Chalitza. Omele Rabbi Ami, Chalotzla Vishari La Tigra. Right? Chalotzla, she's finished. Be mad to her. She's done. Amarle, once she does chalitza, Amarle Rabbi Abba, Vabin and Meirach, doesn't she have to spit? Harakagola, she did spit. Teirok, Umabakach, what do you mean, just let her spit again? No, nafik mine churva. No, as the Rashba just said. No, it's going to cause problems. The Amar Teadar of a Teirok, if you make her do it again, Amri, what will people then say? Rakika kamaisa, lespe mashasha. People will think the first Rakika was nothing, and they would allow her to marry one of the brothers. Vasa mishra chalutza la'achin. Because, as we said earlier, if they see Rakika done, they'll assume that it was done after the chalitza, and that even after they'll see the Yavam being marrying this woman who had Rakika done to her, but they'll see the chalitza was already done, so they'll see, think you can marry even a chalutza, the brothers. So that is why, don't do it again. I've a habayin a kisidron, don't you need the kisidron like it says in the Torah? Kisidron lo ma'akva. No, you don't need it, as long as the chadchila. Certain areas of halacha, the seder is ma'akev, like the seder of Odes Yom HaKippurim, but here the seder is not ma'akev. Well, and who savar, and the Talmud thought, here be Ami, Rabbi Abba Bar Mamal thought, he was just pushing him off and saying, yeah, I'm ma'akev. Not fucked up for Ashkach. But then he went out and found out that it's really true. That's really the halacha, the Tanya, the Brisa says. Bein shehiktim chalitza l'rakika. Bein shehiktim rakika l'chalitza. Masha asa asui. Doesn't matter what the order is. What's done is done. Chalitza and rakika, whatever order is done. Good. Viter. Levi nafak l'kiryasa. Levi went out to the towns. He went out to the villages. Our Gemara has a shortened story. Levi Nava the Kiryasa. If you look in the Ein Yaakov, he quotes here, and the Tosfos Yeshanim also here alludes to it, that there was a history behind the story. These people were looking for a rabbi, and they sent, we want a rabbi, and this is Levi, this was basically his prabha. This was his coming to, they were going to test him out. What do they do? B'nei Simana, Asu L'Gabi Rebbe, Amri Leh, Boich Titein Lon Chad Bar Nash Didarish. The Chazan, the Sofer, Masdin, Vavalan called Sarchana, we need a rabbi. So they sent him Levi. Asulo Bima Gadolo, they made a big Bima for him. Vahoshivuhu Aleho. And they placed him on top of the Bima. He was up on top here. And then they asked him these three questions, which we're about to read. And he didn't know the answers to these questions. So ask now back to the Tosfos Yeshanim. How can he not know the answers to these questions? He goes to the Beis Medrash, they all know the answers. Says the Tosfos Yeshanim, when somebody feels a little bit of gaiva, they forget their Torah. And because they planted him on top of this big platform, maybe he was misguided a little bit. Said the Tosas Yishanim, Lo Pasha Lahu Meikari, didn't answer them originally. B'nei Shalim is Goa, Al Shalim Echabdin Oso Ma'od. They gave him tremendous covet. V'yimoshivin Oso B'mita Shal Zahav. L'fichach Lo Yada Lo Hashiv Lohem. Shehagaiva Mishachachas Lo Adam Talmudo. Wow. I'm focusing too much on myself, so I'm going to forget my Torah. Gaiva is Mishakech Talmudo. We know the stories elsewhere, where when some of the Amorim were carried in and given all the covet, they said psukim to themselves. They said statements to themselves to make sure that it didn't go to their head. Make sure they realize they're just shlichim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, passing the Torah on. So, that's the background to the story. So, Levi goes out to the towns, Bo Mine, back to the Gemara. They ask him the following three questions. Gidemes ma'o shetachlot, a woman who doesn't have a hand, can she do chalitza with her teeth? Can she do it with her teeth? Take off the shoe with her teeth? Yavama sharaka kadam ma'hu, what if the Yavama spits blood instead of spitting saliva? She spits blood. And finally, he didn't know the two answers to that question, so the Ein Yaakov there continues and says, maybe he's a Baki in Agada, if he's not a Baki in Halacha. So, they ask him the following. The Pasuk says, in Daniel, the Malach says to Daniel, Aval agid lecha et harashum biksav emes. I will explain to you what it says in the written truth. Biksav emes. Written truth, this is from Hashem. I will explain to you the true part. What? There's a part that's not true. What does that mean? So, Lavi Biyade couldn't answer any of these questions. He didn't know. So he went to ask in the base medrash, even though he was their new rabbi. So he didn't have a busha. Amrule, they say to him, answer the questions. Miksiv v'cholza biyad? Does it say dafka biyad in the Torah? No. So you could use your teeth also. Umiksiv v'yarka roke? Does it say roke? No, doesn't say rope. And therefore, blood is also okay. Rashi notes, we're going to say this Beshem later also, because anything that comes out of your mouth probably has some blood mixed, it has some saliva mixed into it also. E'efshar belotzich tzuche roke. And therefore, the Torah doesn't say it has to be pure roke. It can be mixed in roke. And therefore, by those two, it is a good chalitza. Aval agid l'cha harashum b'ksav emes. That last one, v'chiyesh ksav she'inu shel emes, lo kasha. Right? Everything. The meat of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is emes. So what do you mean ksav she'inu shel emes? So lo kasha answers the Gemara, kan b'gzardin she'ishi moshvua, kan b'gzardin she'eni moshvua. There's a difference between a gzardin of Hashem that has an oath accompanied with it or not. Kedarav Shmuel bar Ami, Damar Shmuel bar Ami, Amar Rabbi Yonasan, Minayin l'gzardin she'ishim o'shvua she'ino miskare, a gzardin that Hashem has a shvu, made a shvua with, so does Kaviyachol, that is never ripped up. Right? How do you know that? You'll know that from the psukim by Beis Eli, which we'll have in a second. But before that, the Sefer HaChinuch notes, what does it mean that Hashem makes a shvua? Obviously, Hashem doesn't make oaths. So it says the Sefer HaChinuch in Mitzvah Lamed, in the Mitzvah of Shavua Shav, it's just l'saber es ha'ozen, to give us something to be able to focus on, even though we can't understand everything fully. But it just means Hashem wants to create and punish a person, and, like the Rambam says about this week's Parsha, to create a situation where the person cannot do tshuva. That's what it means, shvua. That part of the onesh is that a person is never going to be able to do tshuva, like the Rambam says about Paro. Avo yomar oso davar al tzad kabbalas ha-onesh, hanofel al ananesh, shim nischayev adam legodel chet'o. A person is chayev because of the great sin. Laha anisho al kalpanim, ad she'en roi laseis lo makam l'tshuva. Until he loses the possibility. Yipol al inyan ha'isha lazu shvua eitzel Hashem. That's what it means, a shvua. It doesn't mean God swearing. Hashem is not swearing. That's the lashon that is used. That's the Rambam. We mentioned in the Parsha Shir that the Sfarno argues. The Sfarno says, hardening the heart did not take away the chance to do tshuva. They took away the chance for him to let them out because he's had enough of the tzaris. But the tshuva was always possible. But this is the chinuch based on obviously that Rambam and Hilchos Tshuva, Mitzvah Lamed, about Hashem's oath. Hashem doesn't really take an oath. It just means a serious onesh that's not going to change. So back to the Gemara. So Rav Shmuel Bar Ami says, how do I know that a gzardin that has an oath related to it is never miskarish and emar? Because the pasuk says at the beginning of Shmuel Aleph, l'chein nishbati lebeis Eli. There is a shvua that Hashem took about the house of Eli, where we know the children of Eli sinned. They did something inappropriate regarding karbanis. They didn't warrant makriv on time. They grabbed it. All the different pshatim that the psukim give, and then the Gemara Darshan's even worse. They didn't bring the karbanis of a woman on time, so she couldn't go back to her husband. All different types of averus. But either way, Hashem makes a shvua that that's it. Beis Eli is finished. Im yischaper avon Beis Eli bezevach u'minchad olam. Doesn't matter what karbanis you're going to bring me. I'm not interested. And that's what happens. That's what happened. The Beis Eli, they all died. They all died young. Omar Rabba bezevach u'mincha einu mischaper avon mischaper hu bedivrei Torah. Rabba says zevach karbanis will not bring kapara to Beis Eli, but Torah would. Abaya of learning Torah, Abaya Amar, Bezevach Uminchain and Meschaper, of Meschaper, Begimilas Chasadim. Rabbiya says, Chesed will be Mechaper, even though without Karbanos. And Rabba Vabaya, me the Beis Eli Ka'asu, these individuals came from Beis Eli. And Rabba, the Osak Batorah Chaya Arbon Shnin, and Rabba, who was Osak Batorah, lived 40 years. Right, Beis Eli only died at 18. Abaya, the Osak Batorah, Begimilas Chasadim, Abaya did both, Chaya Shisin Shnin. He lived for 60 years. There's a lot here. First, the Marsha says a davar nifla here. So what does the Gemara say? That karbanis won't work, but Torah would and chesed would. Says the Marsha. We know the three pillars of the world. Al Torah, Avod, Vagmilas Chasadim. So Avoda wasn't going to help them because that's what their Avera was in. Lefishim Chatu Ba'avoda. As the Pasuk says in Shmuel, Ein Kateger Nasa Sanegar. But the other two Amudim were still open to them. And that's why Torah and Gemilas Chasadim would be helpful. And as we know, says the Marsha, Dini Shemayim is only from 20 years old. So that is why if you did one of the Amudim, you get an extra 20 years. That was Rabba. If you do both of the Amudim, you get an extra 40 years. That was Abaya living up to 60. The Aruch Laner adds here, these two are helpful because they are also called MS. Torah is called MS, and Chesed Shel MS. So both of these are called MS, so therefore, it could break the Shvua, of HaKadosh Baruch Hu on the MS. He says, Ein lo kapar rak adimai shenikra gam kein MS. Right? If the Shvua, there's the Gadin Shishimu Shvua is called MS, so you need other items that are called MS in order to break the Shvua. That's the Aruch Laner. And one final point. Obviously, the Nefesh HaChaim talks about this a lot. We're not going to read it right now. Nefesh HaChaim in Shar Dalet, that Torah accomplishes more than anything else, the Limud HaTorah, but the Avas Chesed, I wanted to read that. The Chafetz Chaim here in Avas Chesed, all the way at the end. Right, Avas Chesed has three chalakim. The first part of Avas Chesed is all about lending money, mitzvah halva. The second part of Avas Chesed is the mitzvah of Chesed in general. And the third part of Avas Chesed is like a combination. In Yoni Chesed halva, right, both things. So in the last parak of the third chelik of Avas Chesed, he discusses Beis Eli. And he says, Chesed is split up into three parts, Maisa, Dibra, and Machshava. And realize, Torah is also Chesed. Teaching others. Torah shi lo lamei la'achriyu b'chal chesed. V'torah sh'adam lo mei la'atzmau einu b'chal chesed. If I'm teaching, so then I am doing chesed. But he writes in the footnote, but don't think that you could get away with just learning Torah to do your chesed. No, you have to actually do your chesed too. Mikol makom, says the Chafetz Chaim. Tzarech sheyeda adam shema shematzinu b'kama mamarei chazal. Shetzarech adam la'asok b'gmilas chasadim. Eino yotzei bazeh. Don't think that you can be Yotzi with Torah. After all, he said, look at Abaye and Rabba in our Gemara. Right? Rabba learned Torah all the time. Mistami taught Torah also. And yet, he didn't get the extra years. Only Abaye did. Why? Because you have to actually do the chesed too. Torah is wonderful. Torah is chesed too. But it cannot come at the sacrifice of actual chesed, which is for sure required, says the Chafetz Chaim, and you see that from the difference between Rabba and Abaya in our Gemara. Okay. Tanu Rabbanan, third wide line. Mishpacha achas ha'isi b'Yerushalayim, sh'ayim meisin k'ben shmona esrei shana. There was a family in Yerushalayim that all the kids died young. Bo vodi, it was Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai found out about it. Amar lahem, he says to them. By the way, in the whole story of Rabba and Rava, Tosis is Goris Rabba and not Rava. There's another Gersa out there of Rava, but he's Goris Rava, like we have. So, back to the Gemara. So, they let Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai know that the family are all dying young. Amar lahem shema mimishpachas Eli atem. Maybe you're from the family of Eli shenemar v'chol marbis beischa yamusu anashim. They'll die when they're young men. L'chuv v'isku b'torah v'tichyu. Go learn Torah. Be otzik b'torah. Halchu vasku b'Torah v'chayu, and they lived amazing. V'hayukoran osan mishpachas Yochanan al shmo, and they called that family the family of Yochanan because they were so excited with the advice Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai gave them. They were so thankful, so that they called the family by his name. Amar Shmuel bar Unya Amar Rav. Finishing up this discussion, minayin l'gzardin shel tzibur she'eno nechtam. How do you know that a gzardin of a tzibur is never signed? Says the Gemara, eino nechtam? Yes, it is. Valksiv. Kiim techapsi b'neser v'tar bilach boris. Even if you soap and cleanse, nechtam avonech lefanai, will your sin be cleansed in front of me? There are some times that there's a gzardin. So Ella, we'll get back to that pasuk. Ella minayin shafilu nechtam miskareya. No, the message was, how do you know that by a gzardin of a tzibur, even if it's signed, it could be torn up? Shenemar, mi kashem elokeinu b'chol kareinu elav. Right, we could, whenever we call out to Hashem, He's listening. But Vahak said, the other pasuk says, Dirshu Hashem behimaso, call out to Hashem when He can be found. Sounds like it's not always. Lo kasha habayachad abatzibur. It's a difference, yachad and tzibur. A tzibur is always. A tzibur is mi kashem kalokina b'chol kareinu elav, meaning even after gzardin. But a yachid is only behimaso. When is that? V'yachid eimas, amar abdachman amar abar bravua. The 10 days between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, including Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, so those are the days that a yachid has special power. So we have to realize that we make a big deal about the Aseres Yemei Tshuva, which we should. Hashem is closer. But what is the Gemara? The Gemara equates a yachid during Aseres Yemei Tshuva and a tzibur the whole year. So the tzibur the whole year has the power of Aseres Yemei Tshuva. A tzibur during Aseres Yemei Tshuva is unbelievable. But we have to realize we have such kochos. We think that after Aseres Yemei Tshuva, you're right, there's a special quality there, and we have to focus on it. But we also have to realize that there's a special quality to every day when we are b'tzibur, when we are ba'achtus. And therefore, we can't forget that. This pasuk that's quoted here, kin techapelin meneser v'sar bilach boris, right, even if you soap it, you know, your sins are going to get removed. That's one of the 13 psukim that were quoted to Elisha ben Avuya, to Acher. Remember the Gemara in Chagiga on Daf Tezvav, where Rabbi Meir is walking with his Rebbe Acher on Shabbos. Acher's on a horse. Rabbi Meir is walking next to him, and Acher turns around to Rabbi Meir and says, Rabbi Meir, stop! Stop! It's Tchum Shabbos! So Meir says, you also stop! You also come back! And Acher says, no, I already heard me Achori Apargod. I heard a Baskol. Shubabanim Shovim Chutz Me Acher. I heard I'm not coming back. And Rabbi Meir says, no, come here. And he schleps him to 13 different yeshivas. And every time, every yeshiva they went to, when a shal went out of the yeshiva, they said, look, what'd you learn today? And every pasuk quoted could be interpreted as, you never do in shuva. And the second pasuk that was quoted is our pasuk. Amru lo, kim techapsi ben eser v'tar bilach boris, nechlema v'nechle fanai. And they asked, all 13 batei medrash. Big discussions, how is it? Acher could have done shuva, what was his mistake? But this is one of those psukim in Chagiga that is quoted to Acher. Good. One other point, and that is Aruch Lener also here notes, if a yachid is not answered, always, so why was Chizkiyo HaMelech answered? The Turi Evan's question, where this Gemara appears in Rosh Hashanah. So the Turi Evan answers, well, the king is like, has a din of a tzibur, because he acts on behalf of the tzibur. But the Aruch Lener says, Chizkiyo, it was just delayed. It wasn't totally wiped out. So a dechia doesn't mean a bittel. So that's why it was allowed, right? The Gemara about Chizkiyo HaMelech, who was on his deathbed, Brachas Daf Yud, where he got years added onto his life. Viter, third to last line. Shalchu le'lavod Shmuel, Yevama sheraka gadam tachlots. A Yevama that was rokekes dam, she can do chalitza. That's a good rakika. Why the fishi yefshar ledam below tzichsuach rok? There's definitely some spittle in there. Meisvei, aye, but don't we have a brisa that says otherwise? Yachol, talking about a zav or a zava, yachol, yehe dama yotzi mi pivu mi piya ama tame. You might think that blood that comes out of his mouth or out of his ama is tame, because it's considered like the roke of a zav. Tamalomar, zovo tame. Vein dama yotzi mi pivu mi piya ama tame ala tahar. So the question is, when you have blood coming out of the body, do we assume there's saliva in there or not? Stira. So lokasha kan b'motzetes kan b'shoseis. If it's just dripping out, if it's shoseis, so then we say it's just blood. Some coming out slowly, and that would not be good, but that would not be metame by tumaziva, and that would not be good by chalitza. But motzetes, if she sucks on the blood, and therefore she mixes in some saliva with the blood, so that is where it would work. That's where it would work. Good. The Mordechai in Chulin. This is a much reported Mordechai outside of Yevamis, but it's Mordechai all the way at the end of Chulin. In Tuf Shin Lamid Zayin, says the Mordechai, quoting our Gemara. Said the Mordechai, Vitema, why do we say that if we're worried, if she sucks on it, a little bit of spit in there, why don't we say bittel? Shouldn't the saliva be batel in Rov Dam? So why do we say this is a good chalitza? So he gives two answers. He says, number one, it must be a case where it's nikar, you see the saliva in there. And bittel never takes place when there is, it's nikar. Number two, bittel never takes place where it was created bita'aroves. When is there bittel? If I have something, then it falls into something else. That's bittel. But if it was created bita'aroves, no bittel. Lekalamimer bittel barov elabadavar sheir nikar b'fnei atzmo t'chila. V'yachrakach nis'arev avo bedavar she'tchilas bi'asola olam me'urav. Kegon bi'yavamos lekalamimer debatil. That is not bittel. You have to think about why. What's the svar for that? Maybe because it was created as coexisting. So there's no clash here. Masha Inkain in regular cases of bittel. Okay, let's continue. Cheresh and Echlatz v'chulu. So the Mishnah quoted the cases of Cheresh, and the Mishnah also said about Katan. The Mishnah said that a Katan's chalitza is pasul. Meaning, remember what we just said. Pasul means it does accomplish something. So, Amar Yehuda Marav, Zu Diver Rebbe Meir. This, our Mishnah must be Rebbe Meir, who says that a Katan's chalitza is somewhat significant. Right, we had earlier, Rashi quotes it on Datsadi Vav, Asu chalitza's ben tesha kaget begadol. The chalitza of a katan does accomplish something, at least to get it to a chalitza psula. But the chachamim say that a katan's chalitza is meaningless, and it wouldn't even be psula, it would just be ein kan beis mechush. Ketana shechalitza v'chulu. And what about the next part of the Mishnah? The Mishnah says that a ketana that does chalitza should do it again when she's a gedola. And if not, chalitza psula. Also, that it accomplishes something. Amar Rav Yehuda Marav, zu divrei Rabbi Meir. This is also a mayor who said that something's accomplished. Da'amar ish kasu b'parsha u'machinan ishal ish. It says ish, and therefore, and we compare isha to ish, and just like a katan cannot affect a full chalitza, only a chalitza psula, so to an isha, so to a girl, cannot affect a full chalitza. Avo chachamim omrim ish kasu b'parsha isha bing dola bing tana. Only ish is written beferish in the parsha of Yibum and chalitza, but it doesn't say isha, so we learn even a ktana is allowed to do chalitza. Man chachamim Rabbi Yosi, and Rabbi Yosi is the sheet. Rabbi Yosi allows a ktana to do chalitza, as we'll see soon. Rabbi Chiya, Rabbi Shimon bar Rabbi Aviyasvi, they were sitting, Pasachad minayu va'amar. One of them started talking and said, Hamis Pavel, Sorach Shitin Eid of Lamata. Somebody who's davening has to, focus his eyes down. We'll get to that. Let's just finish the conversation. Shenemar v'hayu einai v'libi sham kol hayamim. My eyes and my hearts are there all the days. So what does that pasach mean having to do with the ground? That's why Rashi says, what is Lamata? Klape Eretz Yisrael. Mishum de Shechina Hasam Kaima. Lamata means, if you're in Eretz Yisrael, look down. Because the Shechina is there. The Shechina is right there. But, let's say, based on this Rashi, right, the Riaf in the, on the bottom of the Ein Yaakov says, if you're in Chutz La'aretz, you face Eretz Yisrael. That's what it means, Lamata. It means Lamata towards the Eretz Yisrael. Because that's the Pasuk, says the Riaf. The Chadamar in of Lamala, but the other opinion says no. You have to fall, you have to have your eyes up. Shenemar Nisal of Avenu El Kapayim. So they were talking about looking up or looking down. And again, the Mefarshim say it means focusing to Eretz Yisrael. There is an unbelievable line in Rabbi Yaakov Emden Siddur. Some might be familiar with this. Rabbi Yaakov Emden in the Beis Yaakov has a 20-page Akdama to his Siddur called Sulam Beis El. On the page Yud Gimel, at least in my version, he quotes this halacha about facing to Eretz Yisrael, and if you're in Eretz Yisrael, you have to face with Yerushalayim, v'chulu. He says, v'kanri inu l'skar Yerushalayim shenis, lomar, shalo yaspik zeh haroshim baharemez, sh'anu osim l'zecher u'l'dugma, v'simana ba'alma, elahecha delo efshar. When are you allowed to rely on the halacha of facing towards Eretz Yisrael? If you can't get there. Va'oz talo lanu akavana v'amachshava hatova v'titztarif l'maisa hanimna mipnei ha'ones v'hasakana ki ha'ones pater mikol davar v'yahechrech lo yegune. Amnam, he says, lo yeshubach v'lo to'il hakavana b'makom she'ein tainus ones gomer u'bishas revach. But a taina of ones doesn't work if there's no ones. V'lazet tzarek al adam Yisrael lasos belibo haskama kivua utakua la'alos ladur be'eretz Yisrael. Wow. Says Rabbi Yaakov Emden, every Jew has to put it strong in his heart to move to Eretz Yisrael. And in his day, it was not simple. There was nothing here. It was terrible. It was people killing each other. It was a rampant, no government. As long as you can support yourself, he says. He throws that in there. In Bederek Malacho, Ezemas Umatan, Lakabal Aspaka, and Itzreches, Vahechrechis, Kedeli Yoshev, Haaretz, Akdosha, Hashomema, Mibli Beniya. Ulehishto, and then he gets back to the point. Ulehishto, Keklio, Zochelis, Palal Sham, Lifnehecho, Melech, Afabishacharav, Lozaza, Shchina, Mehemenu. So you have to hope to be there. And he says, nowadays, in here, where I am, he says, nobody's doing that here in Europe. Ein ish sama lev bevakish avasa, dori shloma vitovasa, velo mitzapel arosa. Kimidume lanu biyosenu bishalva bechutz laaretz, shekvar matzanu eret Yisrael, v'Yerushalayim acheres dugmasa. Wow. Biting words. We think, says Rabbi Yaakov Emden, we found the New Jerusalem. We found the new homeland. Al kain boa leinu kolaros, besheves Yisrael, beeretz Spania, v'artus acheros, bishalva bekavet gadol. And he continues, but that's the Sulam Beisel of Rabbi Yaakov Emden, that every Jew has to remember where his true home is, but that's the halach of davening towards Eretz Yisrael, he says, is a bidyevet. Okay, let's go back to the Gemara. So we have these 2 days. One pasuk says you look up, one pasuk says you look down. Meanwhile, adahach yasa Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Yossi l'gabayel. Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Yossi came into the Beis Medrash. Amar lehu b'mayas kisu, he says, what are you guys up to? Amru leh, what are you rabbis up to? Amru leh b'tvila, talking about davening. Amar lehu kach amar Abba, this is what my father Rabbi Yossi said. Amis palel, tzorach shitin enav lamata, velibo lamala. Eyes up, eyes down, heart up. Kadeshi is kaimush, neimikros halalu. To put these two psukim together, that is what you do. Up and down. Right, what does that mean? So if you look in the poskim, the Beis Yosef discusses this in Arachayim, right, Beis Yosef and the Tur, right, in Simin Sadi Hey, talking about the proper position for Shmona Esrei. Vitzarach Shiyakov Rosho Ma'achi, Eino Lamata La'aretz. You have to bend your head a little bit, says the Tur, so your eyes face down. Shnei Amar, V'hayo Eino V'libi Shem Kalayamim. That's what our Gemara says. If you look, and the Libo Yechavin Lamala, I mean, this is quoted in Halacha, eyes down, heart up. Asks the Mahari Abuhav, quoted here in the Beis Yosef, but if your eyes are supposed to be down, so why does the Gemara say in Brachos that you have to have windows in the shul? Isn't that to look out to get Yirat Shamayim? Right, as Rashi says there, so he says, maybe that's why Rabbeinu Yoni in Brachos says, the reason for the windows is that it is bias misukan ba'avir tov. So you have good ventilation. Right, not because of that's why you need it. He said, but according to Rashi, it's difficult. Windows to look up, you're not supposed to be looking up. The Yesh Lomar, so says the Mari Abuav, and it's quoted La Halacha. He says, you're supposed to look up not to stare outside, but it means you're supposed to look up every so often to look at the clouds and the sky to get Malchus, to remember Godless Habori, and then go back to having your eyes closed or looking in the sitter. But that's the balance of obviously not looking outside. That's the Shulchan, that's the Tur and the Beis Yosef in Sadi Hey. The Mishnah Berurah also quotes and talks about this in Simin Sadi Hey. After the Shulchan Aruch discusses, your head should be a little bit down, eyes down, and the heart up. The Mishnah Berurah quotes, even before the Mishnah Berurah, let's go in historical order. The Amshul Shlomo, right here on our Gemara, the Marshal says, he mocks at the Chazanim that daven with their face to the ceiling all the time. He says, "Ani kare tagar mixas chazanim shemabitim laolam klapi mala." He says, "What? They think that Hashem only sees them when He's looking at them." He says, "This is just like the Gemara that says if people who scream are people who are mashmi'e kol in davening is terrible." He says the same thing. Well, you only think Hashem sees you looking up. He says, "No, chalila v'chalila." He says, only time you're supposed to look up is by Kedusha, by Kadosh Baruch and Yimloch. There, a little bit go up. And he says, even there, you're not supposed to dance around. You're supposed to go up a little bit with one's heels, based on other sources. But the Amshul Shlomo says, you shouldn't be staring up at the ceiling, looking at, talking about those chazanim. And if you look now in the Mishnah Berurah quotes that Amshul Shlomo, quotes it from the other sources, and he quotes the Prima Gadim, that you shouldn't do any unusual action. Any movement, she'ein la'asos tnue mishune, B'yachid rishus v'lo b'tzibur. When one is davening in public in a shul, you can't do anything that make people stare at you. Uveprat l'harm kol v'chadome, or daven out loud. And then he quotes achronim, that l'chadchilo, one should have their eyes closed if they know davening by heart. Or if you have a sitter, it's the same thing. Shkol mi she'eino otzei meina b'shas tfila, einu zochil liros p'nei ha'shchina. Achim is pal b'sitter, lest one ba. That is okay. Either way, that's crucial discussions. What is the appropriate posture during davening? Now let's get back to the story. Halfway down. Adahachi, meanwhile, while these three great rabbis were talking about davening, Asa Rebbe Lemasifta, Rebbe came into the yeshiva, Inhu Dahavi Kalili Yasu Beduchtayu, to the two of them that were there before. They were light on their feet, they were quick, and they were able to get to their seats quickly. Rebbe Shmuel, Rebbe Yossi, Agav Yukre, Havim Afaseva Azel. Rebbe Yossi, though, was a large man, it was more difficult for him to walk, so he went slowly, and even after everybody else was sitting down on the floor, he was like walking over them to get to his seat. Omerle Avdon, who is the Talmud of Rebbe, said, who is this person who is walking on the top of people? Right? Inappropriate. Omerle, ani Rishwal Rebbe Yossi. Shabasi Lomotarami Rebbe. I am Rishwal Rebbe Yossi who came to the Shir. I just have a little difficulty. Omerle, v'chiata hagun lomotarami Rebbe. You're walking over. You're like lifting yourself up. Are you worthy enough to come to Rebbe Shir? Amar lei v'chiata hagun lo motar mi Rebbe. And what about you? Amar lei v'chi Moshe haya hagun lo motar mi Rebbe. And what about you? I'm sorry. Amar lei v'chi Moshe haya hagun lo motar mi piagvura. So he answers back to him. Well, was Moshe worthy as compared to Hakadosh Baruch Hu? So Moshe, are you like a Moshe? He says. Amar lei v'chi Moshe ata. So he keeps talking to him. He's like, you're no better than me. He says, but what about your Rebbe? So he's basically insulting him. He's like, you're not a Moshe. Who are you? Amar Rav Yosef, Shakli Rebbe Lemitravsa. Rav Yosef made a comment that Rebbe, who was the Rebbe there, who didn't protest when his Talmud was making fun of this other rabbi, he was going to get punished for it. To Kamarle Rabcha Velo Rebbe, that he called him your Rebbe and not Rebbe. So he was going to get punished for it. Adahachi, meanwhile, what is the story doing here? The following. Asya, Levama, Lakame de Rebbe. A Yavama comes to the shir. Amarle Rebbe Lavdan Pukbadka. Rebbe goes down and says, go check if she's old enough. Go have somebody check if she has physical maturity. Labasa Dunafik, when he went out to check, Amarle Rebbe Shmo, Rebbe Yossi, this Talmud stands up and says, Kachamar Abba. I have a Messorah from my father, Rebbe Yossi. Ish kasub b'parsha, aval isha b'gdola b'ktana. You don't have to check, even a ktana. Amar lei, Rebbe says, wow, talo tzricha, skaro ezakin. He says, quickly, get avdan. The Rebbe Yossi already gave the psak. So you see, a tremendous kavod for Rebbe Yossi and Rebbe Yossi. And that's the story, and that's how we know Rebbe Yossi is the one that holds this way. Kamefasa avdan va'asi. So when avdan heard that, he started coming back, and he started walking on top of the students. So he was doing the same thing he was complaining about before. Amalei Rishab Rebbe Yossi, Mishit Sarech Lo Am Kadosh, Yifsal Rashi Am Kadosh. If you're going to do a mitzvah and the tzibur is waiting for you, go quickly and walk over people. Mishit Ain Sarech Lo Am Kadosh, but if you don't need to, you're not rushing anywhere, Heich Yifsal Rashi Am Kadosh, meaning what are you doing? And Amalei Rebbe, so now maybe Rebbe learned his lesson. Rebbe stands up and says, okay, La'avdan, Kum Beduchtech, he's right. Stop where you are. Don't come further. Stay where you are. Tana Ba'osa Shah, just as a postscript to the story. At that moment, it's Tara Avdan got Saras. Why did he get Saras? Rashi says, because he said Lashon Hara. Lashon Hara, the Arach Laner goes through, maybe there were three punishments that he got. He got Lashon, he got Saras, and Vatavu Shnei Banav, his two children drowned, Rachmana Litzlan, Umanu Shnei Kalosav, and his two daughters-in-law did Miyun. What's the punishment of that? The Arach Laner goes through. To Miyun, they had to be checked. Had to be checked if they were gedolos to know if they could still do mian. So that's mida keneged mida. He went to check and he came back and didn't have proper respect for the rest of the talmidim. So his daughters-in-law had to be checked, and his children were nitva because he didn't have proper kavod haTorah. And lashon hara is saras. He goes through each one. Amram Nachman by Yitzchak, Berich Rachmana. The Kasvei Avdan Bahai Alma. Blessed is Hashem who embarrassed Avdan in this world, so that in the next world, he won't have to be punished. Amar Rabbi Ami, Midvarv Shal Berebi Nilmod. Rabbi Ami says, from the words of Rabbi Yossi, Berebi is the nickname of Rabbi Yossi, we learn, Ktana Choletzes, but how old? Any Ktana, not a three-year-old. What's the youngest? Bipu'utos. Pu'utos. But what's mean? 6 years old, 7 years old. Rava Amar Achetigi Alonis Nidarim. Rava says, no. The year before Bat Mitzvah. The Hilchasa Achatovish Desiris, and we don't pass in like either of these. We pass in she has to be a gedola. Rabbi Chanan in the Kovas Haaretz, just to finish off for today, says that generally a katan has two problems in halacha. He's a lavardas, number one, and number two, his meisim are not called meisim. His meisim are not called, they're not considered, ein meisak tana klum. So, says the Kovas Haaretz, sometimes if it could remove one of the problems, then the other one becomes better. That's why Chazal said by certain ages, whether it's Pe'utos or whether it's Onas Hanadarim, 1 year before they said, well, there is Das here. There is Das. And where there is Das, then maybe on a Daraisa level there's Das. So maybe on a Darabanan level we could accept the Maisa. And he says, and that's the Svara for Rabbi Yossi here. The Svara for Rabbi Yossi to say, well, 6 years old or 11 years old, by Chalitza it doesn't say the word Isha. It just says the word Ish. So therefore even a Maisa of Katan could be okay. So now the only issue is Das. And that's where Rabbi Yossi would allow this on a Daraisa level. He would allow a Ktana to do Chalitza. One final section. Chalitza Bishnayim. The Mishnah spoke about a case where you did it with two, and then even with one, Rabbi Akiva allowed. Rabbi Yisrael ben Yomi, Rabbi Nachman, Ein Halacha Goso Zug. We don't pass in like that pair, but we pass in like the Tanakhama, you need three. The Amar Rabbi Nachman, Chada Zimna, Rabbi Yisrael ben Yomi, Rabbi Nachman, Chalitza Bishlosha. Did Rabbi Nachman say elsewhere that Chalitza is with three? So why does he have to say the Halacha Chalitza with three? And also say the Halacha is not like that pair. Tzrichi, di itmar hachka maisa. If you only had the first one, hava min hanimi lechadchila, I'd have thought only lechadchila you need three. Avol di eved afilu tre, but the eved you could have two. Kamash malan, ein halacha koso azug. Kamash malan, no, even with the eved. The yeshminan, ein halacha koso azug. And if you only had that statement, ela katana kama, hava mina di eved. Avol lechadchila by chamisha. I would have thought five is the lechadchila. Tzricha, no, three is the lechadchila, according to the Gemara, and three is b'di'eved as well. Okay, we'll stop here by the two dots, but Hashem will continue next time with the last daf in the 12th parak.